let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Pages and Leaflets of North Oxfordshire by Angela Fortnum is a well-researched and illustrated family history of her maternal grandfathers, offering a window into the life and times of her ancestors. It details the family's move from agricultural laborer to plush weaver, baker, miller, and finally smallholder. It also highlights the changes in the family's religious beliefs and includes information about the churches and chapels associated in some way with the family. It includes copies of a number of documents, including wills, making it a useful tool for anyone who is considering researching their own ancestry. Angela was born in the market town of Banbury, Oxfordshire, England, where she attended school, fulfilled her desire to work in a bank in Banbury before transferring to a department in Birmingham, England. Taking early retirement in 1998, she returned to the family home in Banbury. She took a course in health and social care, for which she was awarded a certificate by Open University. Having had time off, she then began to research both her maternal and paternal ancestors. After her mother's death, she decided to share a tribute to her by writing Pages and Leaflets of North Oxfordshire, My Lineage, pre-1700 to 1959, A Family and Religious History. And the author, Angela Fortnum, joining us from London on This Week in America. Hi, Angela. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me on your program.
This is a fascinating story, not only the story, but how you went about putting this together. So many people think, boy, I wish I had the time to put my family history together. You did. What inspired you to research your family history?
There were several reasons why I was curious, but the main one was that I was born, as you said, in Banbury. It's a market town, very quiet, very rural at the time of doing the research. But when I was working in Birmingham, it was a city, and I didn't feel at home. So I decided to find out why I didn't feel at home. Were my roots actually situated in the countryside? So, without further ado, I decided to research my maternal grandfather's
yes.
family.
That's just amazing. Did you have any idea when you got started what this was going to involve? And I'll ask you by when you actually started the research. When did you start the research? And did you have any idea how long this was going to take to put this together?
I had absolutely no idea how long it would take. I started in the mid-noughties, about 2005, 2006, as a let's pick it up and look at it. And then suddenly I got hooked.
And I can see how that could happen, is suddenly you're finding out all of these things about your ancestors, probably many that you did not know, and I'm sure that encouraged you to continue. The book is Pages and Leaflets of North Oxfordshire. The author is Angela Fortnum. That's F-O-R-T-N-U-M. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Angela's website is angelafortnum.com, and we'll give you all that information as we go throughout the program. Once you decide to do this, as I say, this is so intimidating for so many people. We would like to do that, but then when you start thinking through the process, it's like, this is going to take a while. How did you get started? What was it you did first step to get this project going?
I collected all the information in one place that I knew existed. I knew my parents, of course. I knew my grandfather and his wife, and I had an idea about my great-grandfather from my mother. I collected together all the certificates, birth, marriage, death certificates that I'd got to hand, set them out in the order, look, this is grandfather, this is great-grandfather, etc., etc. And then, of course, there were huge gaps.
Oh, yes.
So it was a case of a trip to the local public library, where fortunately for me, they keep copies of the parish records.
That is so nice to have that access available. Here in the United States, our program for years was based in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and at the library there, a wonderful, maybe the one of the top several genealogical centers in the U.S. to get that information. When you started, where did the initial information come from? Let's sort of walk through the process. Again, for so many people, I want to do it. Where do I begin? Where did you start? Where did you get your initial information?
My mother was the source of my original information. She obviously married my father, and she knew her parents, and she knew a little about her grandparents, my great-grandparents. So that was an excellent start. So I got some names to hand, took the information to the public library. They all lived in South Newington or surrounding villages. That's in North Oxfordshire. So it's a case of getting the parish registers for the appropriate parish and going through them and seeing if I can find the names.
How long did go ahead, finish that thought, because that's so important to the storytelling.
It was quite easy to find them. They didn't move very far. And over the centuries, the only person that moved was my great-grandfather, who went to live with his son in the nearby village, and my grandfather, who was baptised in a different village. But apart from that, they all lived in South Newington.
How did you go about documenting your findings? You get some information from relatives. You're going to sort of find out exactly if that's accurate information. Memory sometimes fails us. How do you go about documenting the findings?
Well, initially, I didn't have a computer. I was a pen and ink person. So I wrote it all down. I did a manual family tree, but then it got complex, very complicated. So I thought then it was time to purchase a computer, buy a family tree package, and put all the information on there.
With us on the program, coming to us from London, Angela Fortnum. That's Fortnum. The book is Pages and Leaflets of North Oxfordshire, My Lineage, pre-1700 through 1959, A Family of and Religious History. Talking about what went into putting this together, a tribute to her mother. You mentioned this before, and I think this is crucial. Who in your family provided you with information? Because maybe sometimes as we're going through this process, we would overlook people that would be a source of valuable information and save us a lot of research time. Who did you talk to in the family that gave you information?
Well, unfortunately, because I left it so late before research in the family, there was only my mother that could actually provide information back far enough. All her sisters had died, and her brother was no longer interested in it. He was a bit elderly, and it was just too much of a bother for him.
When you got a lot of this information, I'm sure you were curious and maybe visited some places to get more information. Did you visit any places in this process, and where did you visit if you did?
Yes, I have visited many of the church buildings and walked around the graveyards of the churches to see if I could actually find any gravestones.
That would be a fascinating search to go through that. Again, people think this is like a long, slow, laborious process. I have a feeling, though, when this starts to unravel and your family comes alive in your mind as you're going through it and preparing the research information and writing it, it's a fascinating time. Was that the case? I'm almost thinking it'd be tough to stop at the end of the day when you're putting things together.
Yes, well, as I said at the outset, you're going to do it for a few minutes today and pick it up and do a few minutes tomorrow, but then you really, really get hooked, and that takes up more of your time than anything else.
What findings surprised you? Were there things that you knew, things that you heard about, not sure, and things that totally you had no idea happened? What surprised you as you were putting the family history together?
Well, there were several things that surprised me. One was the changing of the religious beliefs over the centuries, from Quaker to Church of England to Primitive Methodist to Wesleyan Methodism, and then back to the Church of England. It was probably something that happened in other countries as well, but I didn't realize that it happened here in England.
That is interesting, that transformation, and something you document very well in the book Pages and Leaflets of North Oxfordshire by our guest Angela Fortnum, coming to us from the United Kingdom. When you're putting all of this information together, let me ask you it this way. Did this start off as you're thinking, I'm going to write a book, or I'm just going to put this information together so I have it, share it with family members, and it's a tribute to my mother? At what point did you decide, I'm going to turn this into a book and get it published?
Well, it sort of grew on me, I guess. I got all this information. I'm an only child. So I thought, what's going to happen to this information when I die? So I thought, no, it's taken me a lot of time, a lot of research, a lot of sorting. I'm going to share it. And in sharing it, I'm going to remember my mother, who helped me with some of the research, and hopefully keep the family alive for many years to come.
Talk about the process of documenting this information in book form, a little bit different than just having notes for, you know, for you to go back to it and refer and to talk about, discuss with other relatives. Putting it in book form, how challenging was that?
Well, dare I say it was fairly easy. I've got all the information. It was just a case of sorting it into a semblance of order that is acceptable to book form.
We talked about when this process started. From the time the process started to you ended up with the book, you were ready to go to publisher. How long a period was this?
Well, I actually contacted the publisher in 2017/18. So it took 12, 13 years.
What was this whole process like for you as you were going through these years when you're putting it together? What was it like for you? What impact did it have on you?
Well, I think really, I started to picture what life was like in the 1700s, 1800s. I've obviously seen films, things like that, and documentaries, but it really brought my family to life.
And they come alive in the book as you're describing these people, Pages and Leaflets of North Oxfordshire, by our guest Angela Fortnum on the program today. As you're doing this, this is fascinating because we see this transformation, a shift from agricultural and agricultural labor to life, self-employment, and all the stops along the way, the religious transformation that you talked about. Talk about that and how fascinating that was for you to... It's not just the information that these things happen, but you sort of have a background as to why they happen. How important was that in putting the pieces together in your family?
I think the religious beliefs were important because that was an extra dimension to the family, which other people that want to research their own ancestry can find perhaps something else that puts another dimension to the family. I found religion, they might find education or something in a similar vein.
It's interesting you mentioned other people. I sense in talking with you the passion, the enthusiasm you had to find this out. And sort of one discovery led to another, and suddenly the family is coming alive in your mind and certainly in the pages of your book, Pages and Leaflets of North Oxfordshire. I talk about other people. Would you recommend others go through and put this together? I'm sure everybody has questions about background. You got the answers now. Would you recommend others go through this?
I do indeed, especially anybody that's got family in this country who emigrated to America or Canada. It's a useful exercise to find out how they lived when they were in this country. The pace was slower here, so my grandfather's only moved from agricultural labourer to a smallholder, whereas perhaps anybody that emigrated, the family might have improved their working lives, their family lives, a lot quicker.
With us on the program is Angela Fortnum. If you're Googling that, that's F-O-R-T-N-U-M, and her website is angelafortnum.com. All of this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book available at amazon.com as well. We thank litprime.com for arranging our interview with Angela today. The book Pages and Leaflets of North Oxfordshire, My Lineage, Pre-1700 through 1959, A Family and Religious History. Couple minutes left in the program. What's this been like in sharing this with other family members? What impact did this have on them? You did the research, you're telling the story, and now, again, it's filling in the blanks in their lives as to what their ancestors went through.
Yes, I didn't really discuss it in great detail with them, but I gave them each a copy of the book, which I think surprised them what information was available.
You know, and that's so interesting, information available. Were there any points as you were writing this that you hit a roadblock, that you really wanted to follow a trail, but there wasn't a trail there to follow? Were there times when it was challenging to tell the story, or is it most of the information available now if you know where to look and how to assemble it?
I'm afraid there was a brick wall, as we call it, over here, and I've still got it, although I'm chipping away at the bricks, and I think they're beginning to fall. James Page, my 7 times great-grandfather, I found his parents through the death of his younger brother, but life being life,
yes.
And information available, not so much available in the 1680s, I found it difficult to actually find out too much about his parents. I did find them eventually, and that's given me some incentive now to look further back in the family.
What is it? I've got a couple of minutes left here, but I'm fascinated by this. These are not just names that you've heard people talk about and you sort of wonder what it was like, life back then, and what these relatives were like. You, for the most part, know. You bring these characters alive, the pages of your book, as well as in your mind. What's it like? Do you feel closer to these people now that you really know something about them?
Yes, I do. I feel now I've found my roots. I know who I am.
That's got to be so fascinating to go through that and be able to tell who you are, how you got here, how the family arrived, where the family is today. A minute or so left in the program. You've done such an excellent job in research and writing this book, Pages and Leaflets of North Oxfordshire. Are you going to do another book? Are you going to continue writing?
I'm going to continue writing. My next book will be William Page and Maria French. That's a working title, so it may change. William is the son of Nathaniel Page, a relative of James Page. Nathaniel stayed in this country, I believe, but William and his family emigrated, or most of his family, should I say, emigrated to Canada.
That sounds fascinating, and hopefully, now how are you coming on that? Will we see that anytime fairly soon?
No, I doubt it.
Okay, well, no pressure. I was just asking, but we'll stay in touch. And
it will be published in due course, and there will be a note on my website.
That's fantastic.
And
all of the information is on Angela's website. It's Angela Fortnum. That's Fortnum, angelafortnum.com. The book, Pages and Leaflets of North Oxfordshire, My Lineage, pre-1700 through 1959, A Family and Religious History, available the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places as well. Angela, a pleasure having you on the program. Job well done with this book. This is an inspiration to so many to dig into their family's history and make these stories come alive. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. May I just add a PS, if you like? I have a limited number of books available, and if anybody wants to purchase one through my website, I will be pleased to sign it for them.
And that's very simple. It's angelafortnum.com, Fortnum. And if you go to our website, you'll be able to link on directly and get an autographed copy from Angela. Angela, a pleasure having you on the program. We will stay in touch and hopefully be able to do this again. The book is Pages and Leaflets of North Oxfordshire, My Lineage, pre-1700 through 1959, A Family and Religious History. Book, again, available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Angela's website, angelafortnum.com. Of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.